Then looking to specific issues on the state budget, mm-hmm. the Democrats want to portray this as a revenue issue rather than a spending issue. In the past, of course, we passed Referendum C. And I guess at the time, Scott was a representative, wasn't a state officer. Did he express an opinion about Ref C at the time?
He did. He was opposed to it. Here's his rationale. He said, look, if Bill Owens was going to be governor for 10 more years, he felt comfortable that Governor Owens would use that money appropriately and would be a good steward of it. His concern was, I don't know who's going to come after Bill Owens. And it turned out to be a pretty prescient notion, because we see where the Ref C money is gone. And he has said that he will oppose any extension of Ref C. So he believes strongly that, you know, government has a certain amount of money, and we're going to have to find a way to live within what we're given by the taxpayers, and it's going to be a tough road ahead. But he's the kind of guy who likes to go down tough roads. But no question, he's been very troubled by Governor Ritter's propensity for spending money he doesn't have and then taking caps off and then raising taxes without a vote of the people. He's been very vociferous about that.
So I take it then that he would oppose any effort to change the revenue side of the Taxpayer Bill of Rights or to eliminate the cap on the increase and the Tabor refunds.
Yeah, his approach, he's talked about three different things. One is he praises the balanced budget amendment or the provision in law every chance he gets. The right to vote on higher taxes is sacrosanct to him. In fact, he would put more things in front of voters rather than fewer, including he would have put the car tax before voters, even if he were to propose, doesn't say he would propose it, but he believes it's a tax increase. So that's sacrosanct. And as I said earlier, he will not only ask that the spending cap be put back, but he will govern as if it is in place. So he won't do the kind of politician thing where say, gee, I'd like to propose it, and then spend above that cap. He said he will veto spending above that cap. So I think, you know, you have a governor who's really going to live up to the spirit of our Constitution, what it says in terms of fiscal policy and the budget, and it's going to be harder to do that than if you're Bill Ritter, who says, I'm going to find any way I can to raise your taxes, spend more money, and backfill with money that only lasts a couple of years. Scott has a diametrically opposite approach, which means his job's going to be that much harder.
There have been some issues with localities, in effect, finding an end run around the restriction on borrowing. In terms of general obligation bonds, right now the state can't issue those. I'm assuming that would continue to be the case, even if the state Supreme Court were to rule otherwise.
Yeah, we've not discussed any changes in that whatsoever.